Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. President Ruto has announced a 5 trillion Kenyan shillings development plan. This initiative focuses on human capital, agriculture, energy, and infrastructure. Meanwhile, Deputy President Kindiki criticized judicial rulings, even as the judiciary reported a 104% case clearance rate. Musalia Mudavadi met Ugandan President Museveni to address Indian Ocean access concerns. In Nairobi, water disruptions continue due to the Kigoro plant glitch. A terror suspect was apprehended in Eastleigh, while U.S. scientists warn of persistent drought. In Kitui, NACADA seized illicit alcohol worth 14 million Kenyan shillings, and an IEBC petition claims rigging plans for the Mbeere North by-election. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics, President Ruto's cabinet picks cost taxpayers 550 million shillings in mini polls, sparking debate on his democracy pledge. Meanwhile, Magarini constituency will see a young independent candidate, Dr. Amos Katana, campaign on foot for the upcoming by-election, focusing on local development issues. In business, President Ruto proposes a national infrastructure fund to finance growth without new debt. KRA missed its Q1 target by 90 billion shillings. Kenya targets a 4.9% deficit by 2026-27. CMA sanctioned ex-Chase Bank executives over a 10 billion shillings bond issue. KCB, NCBA, and I&M Group all posted strong Q3 profits. That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the onlinekenyan.com.